Welcome to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast, where every week, Kirsten and Jeannie dive into the essential topics to fuel your business growth. From copywriting to course creation, mindset to video marketing, they've got you covered. Tune in for expert guest interviews on all things marketing and business, and learn how to work on your business, not just in it. So, get ready to unlock your business potential and take it to the next level.
What if the clarity you're searching for isn't actually found in another strategy, but in learning to slow down long enough to hear yourself? So we're going to talk about that with our new guest, April Wyatt. Her company is Living with Intention, and we're absolutely thrilled that she's here today. So thank you, April, for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Jeannie. It's so wonderful to be here with you both.
Today's episode is sponsored by our Profit Clarity Masterclass, and we'll just keep this real. If tax season brings you anxiety, last-minute scrambling, or that pit in your stomach feeling, it's usually not because you're doing something wrong. It's because you don't have the right system or support. We have a free live masterclass coming up where we're going to talk about how to get organized, reduce stress, and feel more confident about your finances without doing most of the work yourself. So come join us. You can sign up free at lessmathmoremoney.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
I absolutely love your and Kirsten's energy. It's radiant and you always fill the room.
Oh, that is so awesome and sweet. Thank you so much. We kind of joke sometimes on these podcasts, we get so excited. We feel like we're talking over each other, or like we get so very excited to have amazing conversations with people like you. And I always like to start off, like, how did you end up here? How did you end up becoming this amazing person that helps people calm their nervous systems and gain clarity? Because I feel like every time I'm in the room with you, I just all of a sudden feel like my shoulders go down, like, and you just have that effect on people. So how did you end up in this line of work?
Oh, that is a story, let me tell you. And it started because I didn't realize that my nervous system was dysregulated. And I was working a supposedly 9-to-5 job and supporting at-risk youth. And so even working with that population and wanting so much to support them, to get them work ready and get them through the challenges of their lives, that also contributed to my dysregulation. So when I recognized that and started seeking out ways to calm myself, ways to be more present, I started applying Reiki. And then from that was sound healing. And then that led me to the biodynamic breath work and trauma release system. And I'll share more about that in a bit. But really, it came down to me recognizing, how can I support these people when I can't even support myself? That was the big question that I asked myself.
That's so much insight, especially since you're working with high-risk youth. If you're not in a good place, they feel that. Kids are so intuitive and they're so smart, and sure, they're pushing boundaries and things like that. So if you weren't really dialing into your emotional stability and feeling good, it wasn't going to help them. I love asking for examples. Did you have a time when you felt like, oh my gosh, a way a friend worded it to me last night, where she said, I feel like I'm unraveling. And I think we all use different words. I'm overwhelmed. I'm stressed out. I'm unraveling. Or I just feel like I can't get my head in the game. Did you have a point where you really thought, oh my gosh, I know you said it has to change, but was there a particular point that came up out for you?
Oh, yeah. And what the interesting thing was, is that I didn't recognize it myself, because I grew up being, there's different patterns that we hold, right? From that fight, flight, freeze, fawning, from that sympathetic nervous system that's always on. And so I was working from that. If the people that I was supporting weren't able to follow through, then what do I need to do? Then I would try and step in and do more. It's absolutely not what I should have been doing. And my husband actually recognized it and said, you leave to go to work, you're open, you're happy, you're bright. And when you come home, you can barely keep your eyes open after dinner. It's just like all the energy is drained out of you. And at the time, I was also supporting on the weekends personal clients. So that was the sound healing, the breath, the Reiki. And he would say, you have a more of a vibrant energy when you come home after that versus working that 9-to-5 job, which really wasn't. It was more like 12 hours a day working with these at-risk youth. So him recognizing that and asking me, why don't you just quit your job and do what you love to do? And I thought, what? I can do something that I want to do for myself? Because I was so trapped on that hamster wheel of the fawning, of doing for others so that I would feel safe, making sure these youth's needs were met, making sure my family's needs were met. It was all about other people, and I was not giving back to myself. And then when he asked me that, when he actually gave me that gift, because that's huge, right? Quit your job and do what you want to do. Then I was like, oh my goodness, what would that be like? So then I started leaning into that. And it took time for me to say, okay, this isn't a hobby anymore of these supporting personal clients. This is something I'm going to step into. And then that's another aspect, right? Of stepping into that role of being that person. It's just not a side job anymore. It's really me being that person for myself and then offering that to others.
Yeah. So sometimes I feel like I'm still adjusting to 9 to 5, and I haven't worked a 9 to 5 job in 20 something years. So yeah, because it gets into your psyche and it is your persona. And then you have to completely break that. If when you go to work for yourself, it's totally different. So it is definitely a mindset change and a body change, right?
It's definitely more of the body. The body's going to hold the rhythm. The nervous system is always on, and our mind is connected to that. So they always say mind over matter, but I would say sometimes the biological aspects of how we're conditioned and ingrained keeps those cycles of those thoughts that I got to keep doing in order to prove my worth. I have to show my value, or I need to show up for others. I can't disappoint others. It's so important to recognize those patterns. And at one time in our life, Jeannie, those did support us. At one time it did. But when it's constantly on, when it's a chronic, that's when it impedes in our nervous system, where our bodies hold that tension and we feel it right in our bodies. We feel it, a tightness in our head, in our neck, shoulders, gut, and our body's trying to express to us, slow down. I need some rest. I need a pause. I like to say it's like the Instant Pot, right? We need that quick release valve to just release some of that tension. And then our body's like, oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I suppose your first step really is to recognize that's happening in your body, because sometimes we get so used to being all wound up or all tensed up that you have to stop. And a friend of mine was like, yeah, I think she said you have to set your alarm every hour to breathe. It's crazy to think you got to remember to breathe, right?
Yes, it is. And that's the first thing in the autonomic nervous system. That's the only thing that we can control is our breath. And that immediately when we pause in a meaningful, present way, instead of saying, okay, I need to pause and breathe. Okay, nothing's happening.
When my kids got me a breathing Buddha, and it changes colors when you're supposed to breathe in and hold and then breathe out.
Love that. Yes.
Good stuff.
And that just brings you into more of a present state, right? As you look at that little breathing Buddha and you look at the colors, that is actually shifting the mind, the focus of those ruminating thoughts. So I got to keep doing this, or I forgot to do that. We tend to either look projected in the future or in the past, and we don't have any power there. Our power is right here and now. So you pausing with the Buddha, looking at the colors, taking a breath, that does soothe, that does calm. We're just kind of melting those outer layers of the tension there. And that's perfect. It's just a little drop in the bucket. We don't have to sit for 2 hours and meditate in a dark room or anything like that. If you can, wonderful, right? But most of us don't have the time or that mental state to be in that present state yet. I'm not saying it can never happen. It's just finding a way, finding that ease, going out, walking in nature. That is scientifically proven, right? With cancer patients, how the cells respond when we're in nature, how we breathe differently. We're animals, and we forget that we are. So yes, it's all about leaning in and listening to the body and just, oh, okay, I'm feeling really tense, or I'm feeling heightened right now, or I have this big meeting coming up and I'm feeling so overwhelmed, or a lot of pressure about everything happening in my life. What can I do right now? Such as that cute little breathing Buddha, or go for a walk, just something easy. What feels easy right now? And I think people forget that there are easy things.
Yeah, I love to go on a nice day is just go sit on my back deck because it's all wooded behind me. And so it's like, oh my gosh, I can breathe out here and I'm not surrounded by all the things yelling at you that need to be done. And like you said, sometimes I'll just pet the dog or just do something. So music is really good for me because music will put me completely back into the past in a good way. I remember good times and feeling good. It brings back those good feelings. So what else would you tell someone to do? Like, you have to recognize it, and then you kind of have to have some strategies like the Buddha or like walking, you know, outside or petting your dog.
Yeah. And really, it isn't about more strategies because we already are overloaded and we only have the capacity to hold so much. So when we add one more thing to our list to do, then that's going to fall to the wayside. I'm just being honest here. When we're in that sympathetic nervous system, it's just on high alert and we're just grasping and trying to get things done. So when we recognize that we already have the resources within us, such as being outside, being in more of a calm state, then things start to settle. Our nervous system becomes a little bit more stable. And that's really about building capacity in our nervous system. And it takes time and repetition. So guess what? We have a lot of opportunity to keep practicing, right? If you don't believe me, just turn on the news, right? Nervous system, high alert right there. No news is good news. That's what I say. So just being aware, like you said, being more, okay, this is what I'm sensing. This is okay that I'm feeling this way. Acknowledge it, because the more we resist it and try and push it away, I don't have time to slow down. I don't have time to relax. I have to keep holding. That's that sympathetic nervous system. That is the mind saying, oh no, it's not safe to slow down. Something bad's going to happen or things will fall apart. I envision people like spinning five plates. And then if they slow down, then a plate is going to crash. And then it's like, oh no, you know. And so it's more of, I'm okay. It's safe to recognize what's happening here. My body is in a safe space. And if people have a challenge to connect with their body, which a lot of people are due to traumas that has happened to them, their body's not safe, then it's more of connecting to an external, what I call resource. We call that in the biodynamic breath work. And trauma release system is to focus on a piece of artwork, focus on a tree, focus on something, or even being in a space where you've been, where you felt safe. Maybe it's by the ocean, hiking on a trail, wherever that is for you. Just remembering that, because our cells will respond. It's in our DNA. Our nervous system says, oh, yes, there is space here to breathe. I'm feeling more open now. And the body automatically shifts. Our shoulders, as Kirsten said, right, just automatically drop. I feel more at ease. I can breathe a little easier. And just going back to those spaces, and that's little drops in the bucket. That's what builds the capacity for our nervous system. To when we are experiencing challenging times, we won't go down, I say, a trauma vortex. We won't spiral down so quickly. It'll be like, oh, I'm feeling this now. See, that's the awareness. You can feel it in your body now. Okay, I know I can step back and take a breath, or I don't have to have answers right now. Is this person really asking my opinion right now? That's another thing. Are people asking my opinion, or they're just divulging information or toxicity and they're trying to unload it somewhere? You have a choice whether you want to respond or just ask them, so what are you going to do? Because it's not yours to solve. So I know that kind of came around the back way, but it's really important for us to know that we have a choice that gives us agency. We're not responsible for other people unless you have a small child. Yes, you are.
Or a small dog.
Yes, they need our support. They have to be let out. They have to be fed, all the things. But it's really about us recognizing that, is this really mine? Or are these sensations coming up when somebody's even describing something? Is this me from past conditioning or traumas coming coming up that I'm feeling this way when nothing's really happening right now? It's like the lemon effect, right? If you think about sucking on a juicy lemon right now and you start to salivate or anything like that, a food that you don't like, that you detest, right away the stomach responds, right? And we're like, ooh, no, that's not good. You know, just even remembering that our bodies are constantly responding, it's a filter for us. And so we need to recognize when we're in those spaces, how we want to respond, how we want to interact with other people. And then that gives us more agency and choice, and that alleviates the pressure.
April, I think this conversation is so important for a couple of reasons. One, I love the fact that in the entrepreneurial space, the people have become so much more open to this. You realize that if you, the business owner, are a hot mess, totally frazzled, you can't build your business, but to so much in certain ways. But one of the things I love that you said is when someone is, I always like to call it verbally vomiting.
Yes.
I mean, at you, right? Is this really mine to take on? Or is it my place just to say, oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Have you thought about some things you could do, rather than jumping into that overdrive and feeling like it's my job to solve the problem, right? Because again, every little thing that we jump on and think, oh my gosh, because it does, it feels like, oh, I have to help them. I have to fix this. Sometimes people just want someone to listen to, right? They want someone to hear them. But also, I think as entrepreneurs, we're often out and about with a lot of people, and a lot of people are sharing their traumas, their stresses, their anxieties, and it's very easy to take that on. But if we do, we can't help them at the highest level. I think sometimes when you're that calming force, which I know, April, you always are to all of us, but when you're that calming force, you shift things more than you could ever imagine. And you give people the space and the calmness to start to figure out how they can solve their own problems.
Exactly. And that's part of the journey, right? People are seeking help and guidance, and that's wonderful, right? I am here for people who are curious about that. Although I call myself the scarecrow on the old Wizard of Oz, right? Dorothy's skipping down the yellow brick road and she comes to the fork and there's the scarecrow and he's like, you can go this way or you can go that way. That's what I'm here to do, because it really is about choice. It's about people having that awareness about themselves. So that way they can lean in and listen, and they can start trusting themselves. And that brings more clarity. That brings more presence, and then also more confidence. And that eases the uncertainty and all the other things that will come up.
Yeah, it's funny. We always think we need more hours in the day. We need to go faster. We need to do more. And I think sometimes you just need to slow down and not do more and be more intentional on what you are doing. Or as Kirsten always says, we need a strategy for that. Don't just jump in it. We need to think about the bigger picture and how that affects things.
Exactly.
Yeah. You recommend people slow down.
Totally. And also, as you say, the intention. So I always say, place your attention on your intention, because everybody has amazing intentions. They want to pivot their career. They want to go back to school. They want to do so many things, and they keep talking about it, but where is their attention on it? So when we place our attention on our intention, then we get a little bit more traction. And some days things look clear, right? There's a clear road ahead. And sometimes you come around a blind curve and it's like, what's happening? That's just life. The more you bring yourself back to, where is my attention right now? And again, this is the practice, because we'll start the day. Okay, what's my intention? Where's my attention? And then throughout the day, it's like, oh, I did take a left here. Let me get back on the road. Let me remember, place my attention on my intention. And that way things will flow a little bit easier. I'm not saying you're going to get there faster, but it'll go easier. And then you'll learn more about yourself in the process. This is what life is. This is what I've learned. You're learning more about you. And that's amazing. And guess what? You're never going to get it done. And you can't go wrong that way, because you're learning. Yeah. And we unlearn at the same time.
Kirsten always talks about it being in flow. And I love that word, just kind of flowing. You think of like the waterfalling or just moving easily around things. And you just reminded me that whenever I go see Kirsten, her happy place is the beach. And so when we go to the beach, I always take a little video, even if it's only like 20 seconds, of just the water rolling and the sound of that. And I just think, now I have to remember to play it and actually use it in life.
Yes, that's healing right there. Rhythm of nature is so healing. And you're talking about the beach. I just want to share really quick, because I know we're getting towards time. I'm holding an amazing retreat in Bali, and it is right on the northern shore of Bali. The beach is literally steps away from this resort. And how magical that is. It being in Bali, it's a secluded resort, and it's all about coming back to yourself, pausing so you can rise above the noise. And we do that with easy breath work. That's the biodynamic breath work. We're not doing anything crazy and getting out of your body or anything like that. It's a connected breath. It's just witnessing what's happening in your body. We have different experiences with the other guests there. We partner people up and do some fun, amazing experiences where you're laughing so hard, there's tears coming down your face. Well, I'm sure you two getting together, that happens quite a bit. But yes, yeah, so when is the last time we played and had fun and laughed and just enjoyed life and getting to know people on a more intimate crew level? That's it right there. That's what we're craving so much, is real connection with people. And so this is a 7-night all-inclusive retreat, and it's October 10th through the 17th. And I've included all the things that I love to do. So we're going on a waterfall hike. We're going to a temple that's 3000 BCE, and we're experiencing at sunrise a water purification ceremony from a spring that's emptying into the ocean. And a priest blesses us with this beautiful spring water. And then we explore the temple after that. And then we go another day and see the Balinese children dance at a local dance school. And they've been learning this since they were 2. So just immersing ourselves in the culture, connecting with other people on a deeper level, and just enjoying life. And the food, that's another episode we could talk about.
That sounds amazing. So if people are interested in finding out more, where should they go?
They can go to my website, livingwithintention.co, and they can also reach out to me on LinkedIn. And I'm sure you'll throw all my other connections in the description there too. So anybody who's curious, anybody who can see themselves in Bali, you're already halfway there.
I know. It sounds fantastic. I'm ready.
You too can come. I have a special offer for 2 people that come. So if you're adventurous and you want to come together, why not bring a friend? I do have just 6 spots left. Okay. So yeah, by the time this airs, I don't know what that will look like, but anybody can DM me or connect with me to get more information.
Yeah, we have a conference this year, but it is on the list for next year if you host it again, for sure.
Yes, I would love to have you.
April, we always love seeing you. You have so much energy and so much actually calmness, more than energy, I would say. And you bring such a calm to us and to others and anyone that you see. So if anyone is struggling with too much going on, too much frustration, smoke coming out your ears, and you need to learn to live with intention and pay attention, then they can go to your website and find out more.
Most definitely. Yes. And I have other resources there. I also co-host a Kindness Worldwide meditation with Samantha Bergdahl, and that's also there, and other things that I have offerings for free. So definitely come and explore.
Fantastic. Yeah, we'll put that link in the chat below. We can't thank you enough, April, for being here, and thank you everyone who's listening. And I'm sure that this was really helpful, and we all need to remember to chill a little bit more.
Yes, just take a breath, focus on your feet, and everything's going to be okay.
Love that.
Thanks for listening to the 6-Figure Business Mastery Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this episode and you are ready to leverage video marketing on all online platforms, or maybe even start your own video podcast, then you need to check out the Done For You and Done With You program at themarketingvaadvantage.com and take your business to the next level.